This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue to unpack the list of qualities in 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11 that Peter encourages us to add to our faith, we now come to perseverance. Once you determine to demonstrate your faith by doing what is good, you will see the need for knowledge to determine what is good. To actually do what is good will require self-control and discipline. It's not always natural to do what's good. It requires commitment. It also requires self-control and discipline to say no to temptations that come your way. The Christian life requires a long obedience in the same direction, as Eugene Peterson wrote. James puts it like this in James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Perseverance is that quality of life that incorporates both patience and a commitment to finish what you are called to do. In 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11, what we are called to do is what is good as our Master Jesus did. Paul reminds us in Galatians 6, 9 through 11, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." So if you are doing what is good and no one notices or seems to appreciate your efforts, don't give up. Persevere. Be committed to a long obedience in the same direction.